You don't have to know what case that was. You don't have to know what the issues were. If you're trying to understand what a capital structure was going to look like before the plan and after the plan, one of the more effective things I've seen done. You don't have to be a math major. You don't have to be a finance person. You can look at that and say, oops, we're in trouble going in, and if this all works, we've put this in order. A really, really effective tool. Sometimes maps are really, really helpful. I want to give you an example of a map that I thought was particularly well done. Oil and gas case, I had all sorts of testimony about where the wells were located. I could hear South Louisiana all day long. But I didn't really appreciate it until I saw this map. It was something that I had the visual, it gave the testimony context. It was something that I could take back into chambers to think about so that I understood exactly what the issues were. Now, we've got all of this great technology. We've got people who can help us use it. But what do we do with it? How do we use it in an effective manner? What I want to spend this morning on, and I want to talk about it just a little bit, and then this may be a colossal failure. But I'm actually going to create a little network here in the meeting room, and I want to show you how easy some of this stuff is to use, assuming that it all works. We have started in the Southern District of Texas using a commercially available product called Join.me. Some of you may have used it. If not, I encourage you to play with it, talk to your courts about it. You can use it in a number of different ways, and I want to talk about some of the examples this morning. So here's the product. It's just Join.me. Nothing special about it. For those of you who are from outside the Southern District of Texas, I will tell you that we've been through the security approval process. This is something that Washington will allow a bankruptcy court or any court to use. So it's just the website's Join.me. If you wanted to join a meeting, very simple. We have a password, Judge Jones. That's not very difficult. Judge Isger's far more complicated. It's Judge Isger. And it will connect you into the meeting or the presentation. But it's not just a tool for putting up a PowerPoint that will allow you to both broadcast in the courtroom. Will also allow you, especially in the larger cases where you have folks dialing in from all over the country, you can actually broadcast it all over the world. But there are a number of uses that I don't think get exploited enough, and I want to encourage people to think of new uses, to try some of the ones that we've seen work. Think about this. How many of you have ever come into court, started to try your case, ended up saying, we think we've worked this out. We just need to go agree to the terms of a proposed order. And what happens? People leave. Positions may not be quite as flexible as they were in the courtroom when a trial was proceeding. There may be an issue. What do you normally have to do? You have to call the court, say we can't agree on the terms of an order. We need to come see the judge. Different judges will handle that different ways, but I think probably they all involve you coming back to court saying, we think paragraph 2 should read like this, we think paragraph 2 should read like that, and there's then a discussion. I routinely have folks say, we're going to go draft an agreed order. I will say, fine. If you don't work it out, call Mr. Alonzo, and we'll have a hearing. You all can sit in your office. I'll hear the issues, I'll look at the proposed orders, and we'll just work our way through it. And I have lawyers who will get down to one paragraph, one sentence, sometimes one word, and I will put that order up on the screen. They will dial in to join me, and they can watch me with the language. Obviously, I can hear them speaking over the phone system, and we will simply work through whatever disputes are. Also think about this, scheduling conferences. I mean, people go down to court for scheduling conference. You followed your Rule 26. You just want the judge to enter a scheduling conference. Maybe you don't agree on some of the dates. It tends to be, what, a two-hour exercise? You get down to court. There may be other people before you. You wait your turn. You step up in front of the judge. You get your scheduling order. You have to go back down to the parking garage, drive back to your office before you can resume the rest of your daily activities. I take the Rule 26 reports. The lawyers will dial in. I try to reconcile them as much as possible. We have an agreed form of scheduling order that I have up on the screen that I'm working through putting dates on. If there are disputes, everyone gets their say, and then we find a solution that either works for everyone or only works for me.